Who are these people who are, number one, asking for people to write their opening lines and manage their accounts for them, and who's doing it?
So most of the people I talk to who write these profiles or manage people's accounts say you would be really surprised by who requests these services. Some of the people just seem to be a little shy or socially awkward, or maybe they're older and aren't used to this technology, but a lot of them are really successful, really outgoing people, and they're just looking to find that kind of success in their dating life as well.
Is it because they're too busy, or is it because they feel inadequate?
Some of it is because they're too busy. I talked to someone, and he said the lowest on his list of things he likes doing is messaging with 20 different people on a dating app. Some people, they just need a little help feeling confident, you know, in an online dating world.
It sort of sounds almost a little dishonest, like putting a photo of yourself from 20 years ago online.
I thought it sounded dishonest as well, but then I started talking to these people, and it really seems like the kind of, I think I called it reputational sleight of hand in the article, that we all do. We all try to present ourselves as well as possible in the world. And for people who aren't super familiar with technology, I think they just need a little help in this realm as well.
So the people who do this, what should we call them, by the way?
I call them online dating consultants. And
okay.
It's important to note that people I wrote about are freelance. They're not the kind of pricey matchmaking services that are available. They're really just doing this in their spare time.
Okay. All right. I was going to ask you about that as well. So these consultants, if you will, do they feel like they are, I don't know, do they feel like they're taking advantage of people, or do they feel like they are providing a much needed service and feel good about this?
You know, everyone I talked to felt really good about it. And that's kind of what changed my mind. I went in thinking this seemed a little shady, but hearing how much they loved learning about their clients and how happy they were when they got matches, it changed my mind a little bit.
Okay, so they do things like write their opening lines. Do they actually pick a mate for their clients?
So some people will. That is a rarer and more pricey service, but some people will actually make matches, chat with the matches, and then once they get a phone number for that person, hand it over to their client to take it from there.
And are they pretty good at picking the right person?
Some people I talked to said that their dating consultant was right 90% of the time, just by having a quick conversation with them and learning about what they like and don't like.
Okay, so again, and these are people you said they're not full time, they're not high end consultants who do this. Where do you find these people?
I discovered this while I was browsing through Fiverr, which is an online freelance services marketplace. Usually it's used for things like data entry, or if you need someone to help you do some computing. But under the relationship advice category, there are dozens and dozens of people offering help with online dating.
Would you ever consider using it? I don't even know if you're single, but if you were, would you?
You know, I don't think it's for me. I obviously really enjoy writing, so writing a dating profile is fun for me. And I actually met my boyfriend online, so I think I had my own success there. But I would consider recommending it to friends if they felt really uncomfortable.